This is a news-oriented broadcast, and all information is educational in nature, is not intended to be legal, securities, tax, or insurance advice. Securities are not offered or sold on the show. Please consult with the appropriate professional before acting on information heard during the broadcast.
The best things in life are free, but you can give them to the birds and bees. I need money.
This is the Legacy Financial Strategies Radio Network. This is not just another money show, rather a guidance system to help you help yourself. Legacy Financial is a family-owned business and has earned the highest reputation by helping people just like you for over 40 years. Business professionals, school teachers, doctors and nurses, moms and retirees have all benefited from Legacy Financial's time-proven strategies. And now, the Dave and Sherry Show. It's David Gallner and Sherry Marini.
Welcome. You're listening to the Legacy Financial Strategies Radio Network. This is the Dave and Sherry Show. My name is David Gallner. Thanks for tuning in. The name of our company is Legacy Financial Strategies. Our tagline is we help you enjoy and protect your nest egg, where we try to increase your returns and reduce your principal. Let me give you some contact information, where we're located, and what do we do? Well, we've been serving pre-retirees and retirees, although we have several clients, you know, 20s, 40s, but primarily pre-retirees and retirees and business people from Eastern Ohio and Western Pennsylvania between my daughter and myself for over 70 years. My daughter, Sherry Marini, she's a certified estate planner. She also graduated summa cum laude from Slippery Rock, although she has 3 years of Penn State. In sociology, she has her master's in public administration. She thought about being a lawyer, but I talked her out of it. She was director of admissions of a nursing home. She worked for the Social Security office many years ago. She worked for the Mercer County area and Asian social worker. And she worked in Washington, D.C., another government place, in the Census Bureau, but not doing census. She was involved in these long-term care survey projects. And I'm a master certified estate planner. So let me give you our toll-free number. If you'd like to set up a 5-minute, 10-minute, 15-minute call, complimentary, or come into our office, I'll give you that address in a minute. But our toll-free number is 800-264-4963, 800-264-4963. Our website is leaveallegacy.com. You can see our building when you click on that website, leave, L-E-A-V-E, letter A, legacy.com. We're located at 3087 Innovation Way in Harmony, Pennsylvania, zip code 16148, in a development called Linden Point. So how you can meet with us, either by a 5, 10-minute, 15-minute call to get acquainted. We can either do a Zoom or a webinar, and you never have to even see us. Or you can come in person, have a complimentary consultation. So what do we do at Legacy Financial Strategy? Before I mention what we do, let me tell you what we're going to be talking about. We're going to talk about something that you haven't heard about through Barron's. And we've been talking about this as something that is going to be offered, especially if you have a 401k plan. Your 401k could soon, you ready for this, offer a lifetime income option. We're also going to talk about Social Security. We're going to talk about this market. I'm doing this 11:33 at night, at least two segments. I'll do two more tomorrow night on Wednesday, January 27th. You're listening to, of course, on Saturday, the 30th. So we're going to talk about the economy. I have a 31-page report, which obviously I'm going to go through a couple of that. Then you want to stay to the end, and we're going to talk about some of the accomplishments of the Trump administration. In the first week of JB's administration, people always want to say, who's JB? I'm hoping that catches on. That's Joe Biden. And we're going to set up a poll. We're not a betting company, but I'll tell you what the winner prize is going to be if you're going to guess how long JB is going to stay in office. That's Joe Biden. My brother says 3 months. I say 6 months. My wife says 6 months. My dentist said a year and a half. One of our tax guys, we'll talk about taxes in a minute, He says 2 years. So you know they have the pools you can bet on? Well, the prize will be a quart of possum soup because I'm a proud, deplorable redneck. No, there won't be any prize. But if you'd like to chime in on it and see how long he's going to last. Today, he lost his pen. They couldn't find his pen. I don't know what happened to the staff. They should have extra pens, but I think Nancy walked off with a lot of pens. But we'll talk about the politics at the end in a minute. And his first week is make America great? No, make America worse again. That's his logo. But anyways, what do we do at Legacy Financial Strategies? Well, we show people how to protect their assets from catastrophic illness and Medicaid spend down, both on a pre-crisis and a crisis basis. The best way, of course, is the plan in advance. Most people do nothing. They say it won't happen to me. Yet, statistics says that about 75% of people over the age 65 years of age will need some type of convalescent care, in-home care, assisted living care, adult day care, or nursing home. Of course, there's a 25% chance you won't. My grandmother lived to 98. She never spent a day in a nursing home. My father-in-law, who was 87, went in at 80, spent 7 years. My dad had a stroke, and he was in 2.5 months. My mother-in-law wasn't in that long, but she was in and out a few different times. My stepdad, he was in for a short period of time, came out. He had a feeding tube, had a stroke. His mind was still good. So you just never know. But folks, it's the one asset that could really wipe you out. So most people think in order to do pre-crisis, we can do crisis if you wait, but it's much more difficult and we can't necessarily protect all the assets. So it's better to plan in advance. And there's also, if you're a veteran, there's plans for that as well. Veterans Aid and Attendance is one of them. But what if you had an asset, you didn't have to buy long-term care insurance, which I don't like because most companies have got out of the business. And the ones that are in it, they seem to raise the rates every year. And if you don't use it, the premiums you paid monthly, quarterly, semi-annual, or annual, guess what? You lose it. So if you're one of those 25%, camp or weren't in very long, you didn't beneficial. But what if you could take a lazy asset like a not an IRA account, but say in a mutual fund account or a CD or a savings account, money market, credit union, and take that money and put it into an asset-based type plan that maybe had a death benefit that's pretty easy to qualify, but if you can't, there's some that don't have a death benefit. That is more than what you put in. You can get your money back. Now, listen to this. You can get your money back, return a premium anytime you want to, and it can earn interest linked to an index. But if you need that, it's going to leverage that asset. But if you need it, guess what? You can have access to 100% of the money. That's the smart way of doing it. There's other strategies too. But folks, if you haven't planned for that, if you're working with a broker, they usually don't get involved with that. So that's the one thing that can wipe you out. So if you want to get more information on that strategy, set up a 5, 10, 15 minute call. We'll probably need more than 5 minutes. But you can just call us 5 minutes to get acclimated with it. Our toll-free number is 800-264-4963, 800-264-4963. We also do tax preparation, tax planning. Now, you can't do any e-filing until February 12th, but people are getting their W-2s and people are dropping off their tax returns. The 1099s have to be out by February 1st, but the company doesn't have to mail them or do them online until March 31st. Go figure that one out. But you're supposed to have them mailed out by February 1 this year. So we do tax preparation, and our price is $150. That's for the 1040. That's a long form or a short form. If you itemize, which a lot of people aren't, that's included in that price. Schedule B, that's interest and dividends, that's included. Doesn't matter how many W-2s or 1099s you have. Some firms charge extra for those. We also include in that $150 price state return. A lot of firms charge extra for that. We also include Schedule D. What is that? If you buy and sell stocks, we include 10 trades with that. Now, if you do more than 10 trades, say under 50, say, or 10 to 25, we charge extra. So just call for a price. Not a lot extra, but we might have to do the cost basis, get all that checked out. But 10 trades is included in Schedule D. Also, Schedule E, that's oil and gas or rental. That's included, one form in that. If you have a local return, $10 extra. So our average return last year was about $153. But that also includes, more importantly, tax planning. I don't believe H&R Block or those other outfits do tax planning. One item. Now, we can't save money on everybody because some people don't already pay taxes. But there's many people who are paying taxes on Social Security. They don't even know that. We have strategies, not Willie Nelson strategy, legitimate strategy. We can save you money, a lot of times pay for more than return. And if you got some friends and you refer one person, you usually get one-third off. If you refer two, two-thirds, refer three, it doesn't cost you anything. Why do we do that? We do that more for marketing. We do that, good job for that. You may be interested in some of the other services. So we have a website for that called innovationtaxservice.com. And then if you're paying in the taxes, business people and paying lots of taxes, go to this website, EliteTaxReduction.com. EliteTaxReduction.com. We work some of the top tax attorneys and CPAs throughout the country. And we don't charge you unless we can save you money. If you're paying money for taxes, you should give us a call toll-free at 800-264-4963. 800-264-4963. You're listening to the Legacy Financial Strategies Radio Network. I want you to listen to this important message. We come back. We're going to talk a little bit more about what we're doing. We're going to talk about the economy and a little about Social Security, etc. So please listen to this important message.
Hi, my name is David Gallner from Legacy Financial Strategies and Innovation Tax Service. Complete income tax preparation for $150. That includes federal, state, Schedule D, and Schedule E limited. Tax planning, and this is a big one, audit protection. This is a $400 value, and you only pay $150. Our website is innovationtaxservice.com, and our toll-free number is 800-264-4963. Again, our website is innovationtaxservice.com, and our toll-free number is 800-264-4963. 800-264-4963. Call us to schedule an appointment.
Attention, baby boomers. Wall Street is lying to you. What if you could preserve your nest egg by reducing your taxes? What if you could protect your nest egg from stock market risk? What if you could defend your nest egg from the ravages of healthcare costs? Thousands of clients can't be wrong over the last 60 years combined. To get a copy of the complete guide to living a tax-free retirement, go to www.legacyfinancialpresents.com. Remember, if you want to preserve, protect, and defend your nest egg from the stock market, the IRS, and healthcare expenses, go to legacyfinancialpresents.com now.
You're listening to the Legacy Financial Strategies Radio Network. And now back to the Dave and Sherry Show. David Gallner and Sherry Marini.
Welcome back. You're listening to the Legacy Financial Strategies Radio Network. This is Dave and Sherry Show. My name is David Gallner. If you didn't get a chance to write our toll-free number down, if you'd like to set up a 5-minute, 10-minute, 15-minute call, our toll-free number is 800-264-4963, 800-264-4963. Also, you can go to our website at leavealegacy.com, leavealegacy.com. And when you're there, check out our demand seminars, because besides protecting assets from catastrophic illness and Medicaid spend down, both on a pre-crisis and a crisis planning basis, we also do income tax preparation and income tax planning. We also do Social Security analysis. So if you go to that website, leavealegacy.com, click on demand seminars, you'll see some mini seminars. One is on Social Security. One is on estate planning, wills, trust. We work with elder law attorneys from Eastern Ohio and Western Pennsylvania. My daughter and I belong to the Mahoney Shangri-La Estate Planning Council. There's also one Are you ready to retire? How about a guaranteed income? You know, unless you have a lot of money, most people besides Social Security should have some type of plan set up called a paycheck for life, where it's guaranteed, predictable income. So we have a mini seminar, on-demand seminars on our website, leavealegacy.com. One is how to have a tax-free retirement. So check that out, on-demand seminars. That website is leave, L-E-A-V-E, letter A, legacy.com. Then when it comes to investments or savings, you name it, I can't say we have everything. We have most things, yellow, green, and red money. Yellow money is your emergency money. We recommend anywhere from 3 months to a year. That's checking, savings, money market, credit union. Red money is anything go up and down, stocks, bonds, mutual funds, ETFs, variable annuities, gold, silver, anything has risk. We have a division of our company called Legacy Advisory Group. It's a registered investment advisory firm. Then we have green money, which is long-term CDs, savings bonds, fixed annuities, index annuities. And every strategy has pros and cons. Last week I talked about this calculator, folks. You should do that. And if you don't want to come in, we can do that by a webinar. I can email you the results. I can talk you through it. But if you want to do a Zoom or a join me, I can email that to you. And you can, I can walk you that right through that. It is an eye-opener, especially if you're considering a retirement. These numbers will have you put in, but it is going to be an eye-opener. So if you want to call, set up that meeting, just say, what was that calculator? I'm interested in that calculator that Dave Gallner talked about. So our toll-free number again is 800-264-4963, 800-264-4963. So let's talk about what was in Barron's January 27th today. Your 401k could soon offer a lifetime income option. So let me read some of this from Barron's. So it's January 27th, and this is updated from the January 11th. And original was January 8th, 2021. It says, target funds are about to undergo a major facelift. These asset allocation funds in your 401k with end dates like 2030, you probably heard of some of those, 2040 to match your expected retirement, will soon add more unusual investments. What are they? Annuities. And perhaps even private equity to their stock bond portfolio mix. The biggest fund companies have been working for years to come up with a retirement income product that rivals annuities, which are insurance products. Now, thanks to recent regulation, they don't need to. According to the survey of the largest target date fund managers published in December by financial research firm Cerulean Associates, some 92% of target date managed firms expect that a deferred income annuity allocation will be part of a target date investments in the future. Deferred income annuities are insurance contracts in which the buyer gives an insurance a lump sum in exchange for a guaranteed life income that begins at a later date. Theoretically, annuities are sensible, according to Barron's, addition to target fund dates. For decades, the U.S. government and the financial service industry have been trying to fix 401k plans because many employers don't save enough and run out assets like Social Security, lifetime annuity income would alleviate that. So besides having your Social Security, I talk about that paycheck or guaranteed income. That's what this is talking about. The shift is coming. Now, because of the 2019 passage of the Secure Act, which encourages annuity additions by reducing 401k plan sponsors' potential legal liability for partnering with annuity provider. It also allows greater portability of annuities. Say you change employers, and your new employer's plan does not allow that annuity, says Sean O'Brien. A Cerulli retirement market analysis, you can roll it over into an individual retirement account, ideally that any annuity provided IRA penalty-free and without tax liability of terminating your annuity contract. So if you'd like to get more information on how that works, please give us a call toll free at 800-264-4963. So to finish up, we're going to talk about now about the economy a little bit, and we'll probably continue in the next segment. And then we have some Social Security questions. And then our last segment, we'll talk a little politics and some of the things that Donald J. Trump was able to get done under his administration. And by the way, if you've got extra pens, the White House is looking for extra pens. So if you have some, let me know what to figure out a way how we can get in there so they don't think it's a weapon. But if you got extra pens, please let me know. So, a positive and reassured earnings picture. Today is Wednesday. The market took a big hit today. Does that mean it's on its way spiraling down like some of the other are talking about? Or is it kind of like a fake and we're going to have one more run-up before it goes down? Or is it going to be like some other ones and it's going to continue to break bust right through? Who knows? That's why you need to have a written plan. What we do on that 5 or 10, 15 minute call is talk to you, you get to know us. Then we set up either a Zoom or a webinar where you can come in person where we gather information called the discovery process where we ask you questions, you ask us questions. Then we do the retirement roadmap to see the road that you're on. Are you going to have enough money? Then the third meeting, of course, you can do this before that, this calculator. It's very powerful, folks. And then we're going to talk about pros and cons of the strategies to help you accomplish your written plan that you helped build. So if you'd like more information, then give us a call toll-free at 800-264-4963. So here's some points from this one economist. Estimates for the current and coming quarters are steadily going up as companies report Q4 results that are mostly better than expected. This is helping sustain the positive estimate revisions trend that has been in place since July 2020. For the 114 S&P 500 companies that have been reported Q4 results already, total earnings are down minus 4% from the same period last year on a plus 0.6% higher revenues, with 83.3% beating earnings per share estimates and 77.2% beating revenue estimates. See, that's good news. This is notably better performance than we have seen from the same group of companies in the first three quarters of the year. However, Jerome Powell says the economy is going to be sluggish for a while. That might have had some effect today also. For the finance sector, we now have Q4 results from 51.5% of the sector's market capitalization in the S&P index, 500 index. Total earnings for these finance companies are up 17% on plus 0.9% higher revenues, with 88.9% beating earnings per share estimates and 69.4% beating revenue estimate. That's all good news. Excluding the finance sector, strong contributions, Q4 earnings for the rest of the companies that have reported results would be down minus 15.7% versus minus 4% including finance. On the other hand, the reported growth rate would be plus 1.6% instead of minus 4% had it not been for the Boeing drag. So if you'd like more information, we'll continue talking about the economy. But the best thing is, you might not be following all of it, is what that have to do with you? Are you near retirement? If you catch the wrong sequence, folks, and this is why you got to see this, would you rather have a 6.3% or 4.1%? I think most rational people would say 6.3%, but they could be wrong because it depends on when you get that. If you get it later on, you could run out of money with the higher rate than the other one. Does that make sense? No, it doesn't make. That's because you don't understand sequences of returns. So if you're listening to Legacy Financial Strategies Radio Network, I want you to listen to this important message.
Hi, my name is David Gallner from Legacy Financial Strategies and Innovation Tax Service. Complete income tax preparation for $150. That includes federal, state, Schedule D and Schedule E Limited, tax planning, and this is a big one, auto protection. This is a $400 value, and you only pay $150. Our website is innovationtaxservice.com, and our toll-free number is 800-264-4963. Again, our website is innovationtaxservice.com, and our toll-free number is 800-264-4963. 800-264-4963. Call us to schedule an appointment.
You're listening to the Legacy Financial Strategies Radio Network. And now back to the Dave and Sherry Show. David Gallner and Sherry Marini.
Welcome back. You're listening to the Legacy Financial Strategies Radio Network. This is David Sherry Show. My name is David Gallner. We started in the last segment talking about earnings trends. And if you'd like to get that, it's about 30-some pages. I won't go through and bore you with all the information, but it's from Zacks. So if you'd like to get a copy of that, I can either email it to you or mail it to you. It's called Zacks Earning Trends, a positive and reassuring earnings picture. But remember, I've given you a variety from positive to negatives. So which one's right? Which one is wrong? That's why it's best to set up a call so we can discuss it and set up a strategy. It's based on your situation, not mine. I'm just going to give you the facts and the details, but it's your situation. That's why you need to call me and get on my calendar. Our toll-free number is 800-264-4963, 800-264-4963. And since I'm doing the rest of these two segments on, it's still Thursday at 11:28 p.m. at night, you're listening to it on Saturday, the 30th. What a wild ride for companies such as, are you ready for this? BlackBerry, BB, theater chain AMC Entertainment, which was about ready to file bankruptcy, and they got a $900 million of seed money, which is quite a bit. And video game retailer GameStop, ticker symbol GME, AMC, of course, the ticker symbol is AMC, BlackBerry is BB. And guess what? They were up, BlackBerry 281%, AMC 890%, and the video retailer GameStop was 1,914%. Until what? Today. And it dropped way down. So what's going on? There was inside these social medias called Reddit and Pound Wall Street Bets. Reddit is an online community made up of discussion boards. It's a Pound Wall Street Bets. You can put that in your Google symbol or DuckDuckGo Bets channel. Has become home to 4.5 million individual investors. And these investors are largely trading on online platforms like Robinhood. And their trading mantra is, you only live once, or YOLO. These communities share stock trading ideals, silly and inappropriate, and is full of insults and banter. Only stocks with market capitalization above $1 billion are discussed in the moderated forums. Wall Street Bets users have begun a coordinated effort to buy up select stocks. So I had a few people call me and ask me what should be done. Well, if you've ever been in Las Vegas or, let's say, Atlantic City, you take your retirement portfolio of $100,000, $500,000, $1 million, whatever it happens to be, do you place the bets on that? No. You take what you can afford to lose, folks. So, yes, you can make a lot of money. You can do option trading. And if you bet the other side of the coin, but they halted both of those. Those are highly speculative. So there's nothing wrong if you want to take a piece and you can afford to lose that. But you really want to set a game plan so you've got money that's going to be there for you in your retirement. And that's why we do the first meeting is get acquainted, meeting the actual first official meeting, which is usually more involved, maybe an hour, hour and a half, either in person we're on the phone, or we have a webinar, or we have Zoom, or whatever, is a fact finder called the discovery process. Then number two, we get all your information. We want to find out the road that you're on, if you have enough money to last. It's your plan, not my plan. And then we talk about solutions, and we do a suitability, a capacity score, and then we offer solutions based on information that you gave us, not some of our information, your information, and we're going to give you the pros and cons. And we have this calculator, it's pretty an eye-opener, which I mentioned last time. So it's been a pretty wild ride, but I wouldn't be betting on any of those companies unless that's money you can afford to lose. You can make a bunch, but you can lose a bunch as well. So again, if you'd like to get that, what Zach says, you know, let me know. But that's just another outfit that's pretty reputable on where markets are heading and so forth. But it all depends upon your situation and your temperament. Well, how about proposed tax laws under the new administration? Now, how soon is that going to happen? Well, according to Janet Yellen, who was a former Federal Reserve, is now going to be Secretary Treasury, she says it won't happen for a year. Is that true? I don't know. But there's things that are going to change, and they were set to change 2025. But boy, all bets are off. You know, really, the waiting is over. The Biden plan, your investment guide to combat higher taxes, lower wages, and more regulation. And I really feel sorry for him. He lost his pen. So I don't know why Nancy should have taken all those pens. She should have left him a couple of pens. And then he was asking, and he mumbling his breath, he said, what am I signing here? So he needs a lot of help, folks. But anyways, the Biden administration is in place and operating on full speed. Some cabinet officials are still waiting confirmation, but the key seats are filled, and those awaiting confirmation are building their teams and refining their policy initiatives despite not officially holding office. The administration is off to a fast start, and policy is being pushed on a fast track. You heard about Make America Great? Well, their goal is to make America last now compared to other countries. There are two reasons for this. The first is that the Biden team is really, in case you didn't know that, the Obama team with new titles. Obama officials on the National Security Council are now at the State Department. Other Obama officials formerly at the State Department are now running the National Security Council. Former assistant secretaries have now returned as deputy securities, a more senior office. Some of the recycled Obama officials have reappeared in surprising but no less important roles. Prominent among these is who? Susan Rice, who was a National Security Advisor to Obama, was now head of the Domestic Policy Council for Biden. A shift from foreign affairs to domestic policy is a bit unusual, but what matters is that Susan Rice is an ultimate insider who's intensely loyal to Obama. The line between foreign and domestic policy can be blurry anyway when it comes to issues like climate change and trade policy. Well, we're on that, by the way. I don't know if you know that, they're gods. They can control everything now, including the weather. Like they did, you know, in the Bible, Babel, and what did God do? Scattered them. So we'll see what happens on this one. The point is, Obama has a pipeline to Rice, and Rice will be in the room at the White House whenever important decisions are made. The second reason for the Biden policy fast track has to do with the history policy during the Obama administration, 2009 and 2017. Obama had a solid victory in 2008 election, and Democrats controlled the White House. The Senate by a substantial 59, the 50-41 margin, including two independents who voted with Democrats. And the House of Representatives also by a substantial 236-178 margin. Control of the Senate meant the White House could also control judicial appointments. In effect, the Democrats under Obama controlled Washington, D.C. Now, that didn't last because in 2010, what happened? Midterm elections, the Republicans took 63 House seats from the Democrats and gained control of the House of Representatives, 242-193. This was a heyday of the Tea Party movement, which propelled Republican candidates nationwide. The Republicans did not take control
of the Senate in 2010, but they did pick up six seats, which left the Democrats with a vulnerable 53-47 seat margin. Republicans used filibuster rules, which required 60 votes to break, effectively to block many of the Obama initiatives, including judicial appointments. Finally, in 2014, Republicans took control of the Senate by 54-46 seat margin, held control until 2020. And of course, now it's 50-50. So the point is, they're on a fast track. I won't go through all the fast track. There's some of them. The U.S. will rejoin a Chinese-controlled World Health Organization, known as WHO, by Dr. Anthony Fauci. I referred to him, Quack Fauci, a supporter of China, will become the head U.S. delegate. A pause on student loan principal and interest payments is extended to September 20, 2021. The U.S. will rejoin the Paris Climate Accord. Biden launches a 100-day masking challenge on federal properties, cancellation of Keystone Pipeline. He's already done that. Non-citizens be included in the census and counted for apportionment in the House of Representatives, lifting the U.S. entry restrictions on citizens' country, the support to Islamic extremist terrorism, halting construction of U.S.-Mexico border wall, immediate ban on deportation of illegal immigrants, and much, much more. But when we come back, we're going to talk a little politics, but I want to talk about the proposed tax law changes under a new administration. We might take one Social Security question as well. So you're listening to the Legacy Financial Strategy Radio Network, and I want you to listen to a very important message.
At Legacy Financial Strategies, we know you want to retire with the comfort and security of knowing exactly how much you can spend in retirement, and that each and every dollar of retirement income will be there when you need it. We know you want to sleep at night and have your retirement lifestyle unaffected by today's economic news. We know you don't want to outlive your retirement assets or become a burden to your family and loved ones. We know you want a step-by-step process designed to help you feel confident in your decisions. We specialize in lifetime income planning. We have been helping our clients for over 40 years, offering the confidence that a prudent strategy can help provide. Let us help you. Visit our website at leavealegacy.com to learn more. That's leavealegacy.com. Or call us at Legacy Financial Strategies at 800-264-4963. That's 800-264-4963. You'll be glad you called. I guarantee it.
You're listening to the Legacy Financial Strategies Radio Network. And now back to the Dave and Sherry Show. David Gallner and Sherry Marini.
Welcome back. This is the Legacy Financial Strategies Radio Network. This is the Dave and Sherry Show. My name is David Gallner. If you'd like to set up a 5, 10, 15-minute call or come in person, give us a call at Legacy Financial Strategies, toll-free at 800-264-4963, 800-264-4963. Before we talk about proposed tax changes in the Trump administration and compromise, let me give you two quick questions for Social Security. Like I said, if you're near retirement, about ready to collect Social Security, you might want to deal with someone who used to work at the Social Security office, and that's my daughter. And our firm kind of specializes in that area. If we can't get the answers, we can get the answers. We should know most of them. So here's two quick questions. It says, my client was laid off recently and wants to claim unemployment and Social Security at the same time. Can he do this? Will either benefit be limited or reduced? Social Security is not affected by the receipt of unemployment benefits. In most states, unemployment benefits are not affected by the receipt of Social Security. You might check with the state. But the answer, I already answered that question. So client was married twice for over 10 years each. She does the higher earnings ex-husband's benefit. Now the lower earnings ex has passed away. Can clients switch to the dead ex-husband survival benefit? Answer, yes. Kudos to you for catching this. She should contact the Social Security office and apply for divorced spouse survivor benefit based on her deceased spouse work record. So here are some proposed tax law changes under the Obama, which really did, but Joe Biden's administration. Personal income taxes. New $5,000 tax credit for family caregivers, those meeting the cognitive or physical needs of a family member. New tax incentives for the purchase of long-term care insurance. Changes related to contributions to qualified retirement plans that equalize the tax benefit for all levels of income. Repeal of the $10,000 cap on SALT. That was what? State and local taxes. However, another proposal would limit the tax benefits of itemized deductions to 28% of the value for those making over $400,000. For example, a taxpayer making over $400,000 who has $50,000 of itemized deductions will be limited to using 14% of those deductions, 28% of the 50. Estate and gift taxes. This is a big one, folks, for people who have high net worth, and we specialize in a variety of people, but especially for high net worth. Decrease in the applicable exclusion amount for estate and gift taxes. Exclusion in 2021 was $11.7 million, or $23.4 million for a married couple. No official figure has been proposed, but exclusion likely be reduced to $3.5 to $5 million for a single $7 to $10 million. And I've heard rumors down to even $1 million to $2 million. So we'll keep an eye on that. Repeal of the step-up basis. Rules at death, based of deceased owner, would carry over to heirs. It's uncertain if death would trigger the tax or the tax would be triggered when the asset was sold by heirs. It's not certain if appreciation prior to repeal of a step basis would be grandfathered. If you know what that is, give us a call. I'll go in a lot more detail. Phase out of 20% of qualified business income deduction for taxpayers with taxable income above $400,000. Revise, this is what, if you buy real estate, the tax-free nature of 1031 exchanges, especially for those making over $400,000. Impose a 15% corporate minimum tax on book income applicable only to companies with $100 million or more net income but which owe no U.S. income tax. And much, much more. By the way, if you'd like to get a chart, we belong to the Bradford Institute. We have all kind of free resources that you can get from the, it's called the Key Contact Information Helpful Links, Tax Resource Guides for Years 2021, 2020, 2019, Retirement Plans Desktop Reference Guide, Depreciation Rates and Schedules, 2020 Luxury Auto Depreciation Limits, IRS Mileage, Tax Rates, Corporate, Federal. We have all this information, and there is no charge for it. We can email them to you or mail them out to you. Now, here's some of the accomplishments that under the short 4 years of Donald Trump's administration. And by the way, it's 51 pages, so I'm not going to go through 51 pages. I'm not going to a few of them. America gained 7 million new jobs, more than three times the government experts' projections. Middle-class family incomes increased nearly $6,000, more than five times the gains during the entire previous administration. The unemployment rate reached 3.5%, the lowest in half a century, achieved 40 months in a row with more job openings than job hirings. This is prior to the pandemic. More Americans reported being employed than ever before, nearly 160 million. Jobless claims hit a nearly 50-year low. The number of people claiming unemployment insurance as a share of the population hits the lowest on record. Incomes rose in every single metro area in the United States for the first time in nearly three decades. Delivered a future of greater promise and opportunity for citizens of all backgrounds. Unemployment rates for African Americans, Hispanic Americans, Asian Americans, Native Americans, veterans, individuals with disability, and those with high school diplomas all reached record low. Again, this is prior to the pandemic. Unemployment for women hit its lowest rate in 37 years, lifted nearly 7 million people off food stamps, again, prior to the pandemic. Poverty rates for African Americans and Hispanic Americans reached record lows. Income quality fell for two straight years, and by the largest amount in over a decade. The bottom 50% of American households saw a 40% increase in net worth. Wages rose fastest for lowest income and blue-collar workers, a 16% pay increase. African-American ownership increased from 41.7% to 46.4%. Created more than 1.2 million manufacturing construction jobs, put in place policies to bring back supply chains for overseas. Small business optimism broke a 35-year-old record. The Dow, of course, closed above 20,000 for the first time in 2017. Of course, now it's hitting the 31,000. The S&P 500 and NASDAQ have reportedly notched record highs. Signed executive order on modernizing the regulatory framework of agriculture, biotechnology products, which bringing innovative new technologies to markets in American farming and agriculture, strengthen American rural energy by investing over $1.3 million through the Agriculture Department ReConnect program to bring high-speed broadband and infrastructure to rural America. By the way, it's 51 pages. If you'd like to get a copy of this, I could even scan as an attachment if your computer would take it, or mail out the report if you'd like to have a copy of it. Now, here's something you might not have seen in the news. Maricopa, if I'm pronouncing that right, county officials in Arizona, approved a forensic audit of the election systems. In Arizona, we'll carry out a comprehensive forensic audit of its voting system to allay concerns raised by some constituents about the integrity of the November 2020 election. I think they're a little late, but it's good they're going to do that, hopefully, for future. The Maricopa County Board of Supervisors voted unanimously at a January 27, 2021 meeting to hire two independent companies to conduct an audit to review voting machines, counted votes correctly, and whether they were tampered with or hacked in any way. So that's some good news. Folks, we're in troubling times. But I do know this. God is in control. He's the Alpha. He's the Omega. He's the beginning and the end, the first and last. The question is, who do you say he is? You know, the left-wingers call us people cults. I would call them a cult. But I want to say this to those folks. God loves everyone. All. He wants all to come to repentance. Either Jesus is the God because he stands at the door and knocks, but you have to open the door through repentance, asking forgiveness, except Jesus Christ is the God. Either Jesus is the God, or he's a lunatic or a liar. A man's appointed once to die, then comes the judgment. You will not get there because you think you're a pretty good person. The Bible is very clear on that. There's none righteous. No, not one. All have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. We are filthy rags compared to a righteous, holy God. So I think there'll be more opportunity because more people are going to be looking, searching, and we're all going to die. The question is, where are you going to spend eternity? It's either heaven or hell. But unfortunately, according to Matthew 7, majority of people will spend eternity in hell. Not because he wants that, that's your choice. It's because of ignorance and pride. So James 4:10 says, you must humble yourself before the Lord, and he'll lift you up. There is no salvation without brokenness. Why would you need a Savior? It's not like taking a vacation, and you say, I won't go there next year. We're talking about forever and ever and ever and ever. So he foreknew this would happen. So I'm looking for opportunities to witness to more people. So just hang in there, torturing him. He's in control. Vengeance is mine, saith the Lord. I will repay in his due time. But in the meantime, we have another radio show we do on Sunday mornings from 8:30 a.m. to 9 a.m. on WPIC 790 called One Way Radio Network. Where you spend eternity is the most important decision. We're really here for only a flicker. Only for a flicker. The question is,
where do you want to spend to eternity? If you do, it's very simple. Repent, ask for forgiveness, accept Jesus Christ as the God and meaning in your heart, and you will spend eternity in heaven. So thanks for tuning in, and we'll talk to you next week.
Folks, if you own stocks, mutual funds, or variable annuities, listen up. We have software that'll do a moral audit. Maybe the money that you're investing is supporting outfits that support pornography, anti-family entertainment, abortion, or maybe non-warrior's lifestyle, or maybe also alcohol, tobacco, and gambling. We will take those mutual funds, variable annuities, and we have this free software we'll analyze and show you what percentage of that money is going to support those. You do not have to give up rate of return to invest in those things. We can show you how to move that money and will support the companies who support the morals that you want out there. So if you want a copy of that moral audit at no charge you, please call toll free at 800-264-4963 or 724-983-1670. It's called the Evaluator.
Hi, my name is David Gallner from Legacy Financial Strategies and Innovation Tax Service. Complete income tax preparation for $150, that includes federal, state, Schedule D and Schedule E limited, tax planning, and this is the big one, audit protection. This is a $400 value, and you only pay $150. Our website is innovationtaxservice.com, and our toll-free number is 800-264-4963. Again, our website is innovationtaxservice.com, and our toll-free number is 800-264-4963. 800-264-4963. Call us to schedule an appointment. The must-know fact, would you agree, did you want to know about it prior to making any type of financial decision, especially one that would put your money at risk? That was to make our firm different. We believe in identifying all the facts necessary to make a sound financial decision that's in your best interest before making that decision. Need some ideas for a particular circumstance? Call Legacy Financial Strategies and Legacy Advisory Group toll-free at 800-264-4963. That's 800-264-4963. Or go to our website at leaveatlegacy.com for a simple three-step review process to evaluate the risks of your retirement.
At Legacy Financial Strategies, we know you want to retire with the comfort and security of knowing exactly how much you can spend in retirement, and that each and every dollar of retirement income will be there when you need it. We know you want to sleep at night and have your retirement lifestyle unaffected by today's economic news. We know you don't want to outlive your retirement assets or become a burden to your family and loved ones. We know you want a step-by-step process designed to help you feel confident in your decisions. We specialize in lifetime income planning. We have been helping our clients for over 40 years, offering the confidence that a prudent strategy can help provide. Let us help you. Visit our website at leaveatlegacy.com to learn more. That's leaveatlegacy.com. Or call us at Legacy Financial Strategies at 800-264-4963. That's 800-264-4963. You'll be glad you called. I guarantee it.